rolling, rolling green body.
Melon, melon, watermelon.
Long, wavy, dark green stripe.
Melon, melon, watermelon.
Juicy, juicy, red inside.
Melon, melon, watermelon.
1, 2, 3, 4, black seeds.
Melon, melon, watermelon. Melon, melon, watermelon.
And before we get to our topic of melons, we were just getting to what it is like in the day of the Director of Food Safety with Cammie Weddle, Russo Family Farms, joining us in our Farm Fresh Hour. What is it like? Do you go out and you have little sample swabs? Or are you like the taste tester from the medieval days? Like, all right, if she doesn't die, everyone else can eat this.
Right. That's yeah, they throw me out there. Well, it varies, and that's what I love about it, I guess. So some days, you know, I'm mainly in the office, and then some days I'm out with the harvesting crews and just inspecting them and making sure that, you know, they're following the practices that we've laid out to them. So we do a lot of training and that for hand washing, and we wear some hair nets in the field on certain commodities, and we have pretty extensive sanitation programs on our equipment. So when they're harvesting after the end of the day, then they go through complete sanitation. So just verifying, you know, chemical concentrations and training those employees to make sure that they're, you know, mixing the chemicals correctly and spraying down the equipment properly. And then, you know, I might have meetings in the afternoon or subcommittees with the Arizona Leafy Green Marketing Agreement. So it really varies, which is what I like about it. Right now I do a lot of taste testing on melons.
So she is the taste tester.
Yeah, but more on quality and to make sure the bricks or the sugar is there. And we're just reporting that out to production and the harvesting teams and letting them know the quality that we're seeing in the facility.
I understand sugar. What's bricks? What's a melon brick?
So it's just a sugar level, so the percentage. And we like to get all of our melons above 10.5%. So we're just taking basically a sample out of the melon and squeezing it on a refractometer, and it'll... the mirror, you hold it up to the light and it'll reflect in the mirror and it'll tell us what percentage it is. So it could be 11, or we've had some people come up and they're like, oh my gosh, we had 14, and that's obviously a really sweet
sounds like a watermelon selfie.
Yeah. And you can do that on any fruit, so like stone fruit, peaches, cantaloupes, any there, we use refracts too.
So how do you increase that? Let's say you come back with a sample of 7 and you're trying to get to 10.
Yep. Once it's picked and off the vine, you can't increase it. So that's why we rely really heavily on our growers and just the field conditions that we're in when they're harvesting. And then obviously the cutters, they're the ones that are picking the watermelons. And, you know, sometimes they're off a little bit. Sometimes they get a 9, but we're harvesting about 1,000 tons of watermelons a day right now.
Oh my goodness.
So you can imagine when they're walking through these vines and having to make that split second decision, you know, is this good or not? And sometimes they leave it behind and sometimes they, you know, they take it.
So literally some of that sweetness is a function of how early you picked it or late.
And, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just if the watermelon is ready, then the sweetness, you know, is there. And then they, you know, dry down the field sometimes to bring the sugar up. So you don't want to have a lot of irrigation or water right before it because it'll obviously not be as sweet.
And it's a real skill set that most people don't appreciate for our farm labor. We have mechanized some of our picking. I know in some of the leafy greens, there's that capacity. I think you would classify spinach as mechanically picked now, correct?
Right.
But you really can't with watermelons, at least yet.
Right.
Unless you want a machine to try to figure out, is it at its optimum sweetness, right?
Yeah, so there isn't right now. I imagine... hopefully there is some, you know, someday, but right now we're just relying on that human eye, and they kind of look at the watermelon and the blossom end where it's kind of like dried off or right by the vine, they can see that little curl is dry, and then they'll pick it by that. And sometimes it's just by the curve in the watermelon at the end on the vine or the blossom end, and they'll...
Gary,
right,
has
that way.
Yeah, when do you start planting for watermelon?
So right now, or usually around February and March, we really stagger it so that we don't have all the watermelons ready at one time, because we have to have them spaced out so we can make harvest efficient. But yeah, February and March will start, and they're transplants, so they're already about 45 days old at that point when they go.
So speaking of melons, and we're impressed with the food safety strategies and protocols you guys have in place. So what's special to know about watermelons in Arizona? I know you have some fun facts, and you even were going to suggest some recipes and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, so we, watermelons are one of the healthiest fruits that you can eat. I mean, it's a low calorie, but it has lycopene, which is an antioxidant, which is a cancer fighting property to it. And a lot of people who run marathons or hike, they always want to have watermelons afterwards, because it just replenishes that hydration in your body. And, as hot as it is out here right now, we don't see a lot of heat-related illnesses with our crews, because I think they're using the watermelons, or, hydrating with that. So that's neat. As far as recipes, watermelon, people grill it. That's not one of my favorite things to do with it, but I have seen it on hamburgers. People kind of flash grill it and then put it on a hamburger. People have mixed it, chopped it up, and kind of mixed it with some feta or basil and made a little salad. And then you obviously can get creative and make some smoothies and blend it up, put some mint, basil in it, and then, drink it in the morning in the evening.
Good stuff.
Our Farm Fresh Hour and Outdoor Living Hour, we do it the first Saturday of every month, connecting you, the Arizona homeowners, with the local commodities from our farming and ranching communities. A $23 billion industry in agriculture is here in the great state of Arizona.